In the gospel reading today, or in the first reading, St. Paul tells us that they had been praying unceasingly and asking that God would fill us with knowledge of God's will and spiritual wisdom and understanding. And this is so, so important in a day like ours where confusion rules the day. And we look even at what our Lord is telling us in the gospel reading and the signs that we can look for, and it's going to be so important because if you look around right now with all the confusion in the church, people are looking for anything to hang on to, anything, and therefore they are ripe to be led astray because the devil will give them anything to hang on to, whatever it is that they want. And so we need to be clear about what our Lord told us. First of all, that there are going to be false prophets. There are going to be false Christs. When the Antichrist comes, we know that he is going to work miracles, that he's going to have all of the solutions to the world's problems, that everything is going to seem just so wonderful. This has to be the Lord. No, it's not. How do we know? Because our Lord told us exactly how he's going to come back. He's going to come on the clouds with the angels, and it will be on the Mount of Olives, which is why he said, if they say he's out in the desert, don't go running there. If they say he's in the inner chamber, don't go running there, because he's not. He's going to come on the Mount of Olives, and when he comes on the Mount of Olives, there is going to be an earthquake, the mountain's going to be split in two, and he is going to be able to walk right into Jerusalem. And so if that doesn't happen, it's not the Lord. We need to know what he has taught us. And we need to be clear because in a time of confusion, any little bit of clarity might seem like it's the truth. And we need to have the whole truth. Remember, the best lie is 9 parts truth and 1 part falsehood. And the devil is a master at it. And so he will use truth. Remember what he did with Jesus. He quoted scripture. Doesn't it say in the Bible? He's going to do the same thing to you and me. He's going to be able to bring things up from here and there, and he's going to put things together in a masterful way. And we need to be prepared. So at the very least, before making any decisions about anything, look it up. Know where to look in Scripture and look it up. Look at what the church has taught and look it up. You're not on your own. It's not you against the world. It's you against Satan, which is worse than being against the world because he's far more tricky. But we've got the Word of God. We've got the teaching of the church. And so we don't have to be fooled. We don't have to be lulled into this nonsense that the devil is going to try to pull on us. But in the midst of all of the chaos that's coming, we're going to be very vulnerable. So much so that the Lord said that if the time were not shortened, even the elect would fall astray. That's how bad things are going to get. So it's not anything that any one of us can sit back and say, oh, I'll be okay. No, we won't. And if you think you will, that's the guarantee you're going to fall flat on your face, because if you're going to try to do this by yourself, it will not work. Only by the grace of God is this going to work at all. And it can only be that way. Because on the natural level, the devil's got everything covered. And so we have to be prepared spiritually. And we have to trust. And how God is going to provide, we don't know right now. We know that he will. Everything is all set up for whatever is going to happen. Some of it intentionally, some of it probably not intentionally. It doesn't matter. God's going to use it all. The devil's going to try to use it all. He's going to fail and God's going to succeed. But the devil's going to put on a pretty good fireworks display. And we need to be ready. Don't ooh and ah. Don't get caught up in it. Recognize it for what it is. It's fake. Oh, there's some real stuff that he's going to be doing. But we have to be able to see the signs. And our Lord told us what we can watch for. Now, one of the things he told the people 2,000 years ago, as we heard, this generation will not pass away till all these things have come to pass. And that is exactly what happened. Everything he talked about with the destruction of Jerusalem happened in the year 70. He spoke these words in 33, and less than 40 years later, which is a biblical generation, everything he said came to pass. So they were looking for the abomination of desolation. If you go back to the book of the prophet Daniel, we also have to recognize what it says in Hebrew. It literally means an abomination that makes desolate. So it's been translated as the abomination of desolation, but it's an abomination that makes or causes something to be desolate. That's what we're going to have to watch for. Because as we know, what happened back in the year 70 is going to be the indicators of what will happen for us. We can look back then, we can see similar things. Obviously, we're not in Jerusalem, we don't need to worry about Judea and heading for the hills. That was exactly what the Christian people 2,000 years ago did, which is why 1 million Jews were killed and not one single Christian, because they saw the signs, they had the book of Revelation that God had given, and they all left. They did exactly what Jesus said. They headed for the hills. They got out before all that happened. So that's, again, it's going to be similar. But what happened in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago is going to happen worldwide this time. So we look back to then, we look at what's going on, it's going to follow a similar pattern. So we just need, again, to be aware of that. Need to see what's happening and what's going on. One of the things, you look at Josephus and he says, if the Romans hadn't destroyed Jerusalem, the earth itself would have opened and swallowed it because the demonic activity in Jerusalem had become so horrific. So we can watch for an increase in demonic activity. Well, it's happening around us, I guess, but I mean, we'll be able to see it more profoundly as we go along. We look at some of the other signs that our Lord has given us. And I think what we have to watch for really are the signs in the sky. That's what happened in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. The other things, earthquakes and wars and famines and floods, well, those have been going on all along. So watch for extraordinary things happening in the sky. Again, it's all set up for that right now. Just as what we saw a week ago, or a week and a half, 2 weeks, whatever it is now, with the aurora borealis being seen all the way down to Mexico, things are set up. All this garbage that they're spraying up in the sky has just about completely depleted the ozone. We are sitting ducks if there is some kind of a solar flare. There's nothing to block it. And we're going to fry. Funny, that's exactly what Our Lady said at Akita. Fire will fall from the sky, killing the greater part of humanity. So again, we can watch for these sorts of extraordinary things going on. Because of all the stuff happening, yeah, the skies are going to be interesting to watch. So keep an eye on it. It's going to be obvious. It's not, oh, did I miss something? Was that star out of place? No. It's going to be obvious. It's going to be really obvious. You can't miss it when it happens. So just watch what's going on. Keep an eye on what's going on in the world, but keep yourself focused on Jesus. Because the stuff that's going to happen in the world has to happen. The stuff that's going to happen in the church has to happen. Remember, the church must be crucified. The church is the mystical person of Jesus Christ. She has to go through her passion. She has to be crucified. She will rise glorious. All these things must happen. So when we see all this unfortunate stuff going on, we can look back 2,000 years ago and say, well, wasn't it unfortunate what Judas did? Absolutely it was. And our salvation came from it. isn't it unfortunate what all these cardinals and bishops and so on are doing? Yeah, it sure is. And you know what? That's what's going to lead us right to the cross. And that's what's going to bring us to the resurrection of the church. So, yeah, acknowledge what's going on. Don't get caught up in it. There's no sense getting angry any more than it would have been making sense for the apostles to get angry at Judas for what he was doing. On the natural level, it was horrible. Spiritually, it brought about our salvation. So let's keep the eye on the spiritual. Don't get all worked up about all this garbage because it isn't worth it. Acknowledge it, recognize it, and then see what God is doing. He's using all of this for our salvation. He's using all of it for our good. And so we have to be able to recognize the signs, and we need to make sure that our souls are prepared. We don't have anything to worry about as long as we stay faithful to Jesus. If we step out from behind him, yeah, then we've got plenty to worry about. So just make sure your prayer life is in good order. Make sure that you're focused on the Lord, and that no matter what happens in the world and in the church, all that matters is staying faithful to Jesus. That is all that matters. And so that's what we have to be about. Not giving him lip service with the heart, staying truly faithful to the Lord, knowing what it is that he's taught us and sticking with that, because his word cannot change. His word is absolute, and every single thing that he said is going to happen will happen. It cannot do otherwise, because he cannot lie and he cannot deceive. So it's all there for us. All we have to do is stay firmly rooted, build our house on the rock. The winds are coming, the rains are coming. If your house is on the sand, you're going to fall. But if Jesus the rock is what you're founded on, you're going to be just fine. That's where we have to keep our focus, solely on the Lord Jesus.